He is Robin Leach. This is Car Keys.
Yes, and my co-host is away this week for this week's show, so we'll find out more about things maybe in the European market when he comes and when he returns maybe in a week or so from today's show at any rate. But what's going on in the industry? They're still having problems with supplies of new vehicles. So manufacturers are producing vehicles for those who put in orders and are willing to wait for the trucks to be built. I think that's a smart way for them to do it because they can prioritize the chips that they are getting in limited numbers to the units, to be installed in the units, are actually ordered with pre-sold deposits and contracts between the dealers and the buyers. An example of that I discovered over recently was that I saw a what looked like a brand new Bronco, which I was able to get very close to. And I know some people have been waiting for their Broncos and still have not received them, although I gather that they are being received in greater numbers as this show is being produced. But this Bronco was a parking lot. It was unlocked. I looked at the odometer. It had 678 miles on it. I looked at the more important sticker that tells you when the unit was produced. The unit was produced in May. As this show is one of the June shows of 2022, for those who hear it later, that means that it had arrived at its dealer between whenever it came off the assembly line in May and the day it actually is produced is not on the sticker. It just says the month and the year. And was in the owner's hands in June and being driven. So whether that vehicle was ordered recently and got built very quickly or whether that was ordered a long time ago and it finally was built in May and delivered, I don't know the answer. But there are a lot of new vehicles driving down the roads in our listing area and elsewhere. So people are getting new vehicles. I watch dealers' lots. And dealers' lots, in several cases, have allotments of certain models of each of their makes that they sell in more than one or two vehicles on the lot. They may not stay there long, and they have none of other models that they can sell if they have them, but they don't have them, so they can't sell them. And the articles in all the trade papers are continuing to say that the chips are arriving low numbers to those who ordered them. The supplies are increasing incrementally, I guess, but they still can't produce vehicles on the full-scale assembly line production runs.
Okay, go.
New vehicles are arriving at least from ports outside of the production areas outside of the United States or even in the United States. As I noted on a recent drive along I-95, that I saw several convoys of new Audis being transported to wherever whatever dealers were headed for. So if they came off ships, they were loaded on the transporters and are being delivered. If they came out of assembly lines, which I don't think they were, because Audi, for example, whose vehicles I saw on transporters, produce, I believe, some of their vehicles down south, and these vehicles that I saw were coming northward from, I would say, whatever ports near Boston they might have been unloaded at. But the vehicles that are in high demand are actually like Subarus and certain Audis are actually coming off the transporters and being delivered almost immediately. So that's not inventory that's growing in dealers' hands. Prices have gone up. I don't know, we may have mentioned this on an earlier show, but there's something called ADMs, or additional dealer markup stickers, that are on the side windows of several manufacturers' dealers' cars. which is a sticker that's in addition to what we call the Moroni sticker, which is a manufacturer-produced or a sticker that shows you what the car has installed in it, which means the regular standard features plus any options that have been and then there's an ADM sticker, and they are, in some cases, as high as $5,000. Reportedly, I have not seen any that high. I've seen them at $3,000 over the sticker window figure. Some of them include paint sealant, etched VIN numbers and windows as part of the $3,000 or $3,500 number that's there. But apparently, dealers are getting their full prices plus these ADM markups for many of the cars that they're selling to the consumer today. Again, we get to the point of what consumer are they selling to? Well, apparently middle-income Americans can't buy many of these vehicles that are being sold right off the truck to a lot of the buyers that are out there because right now I believe the average sales price of new vehicles in the U.S. is in the mid-40s range as opposed to the mid-30s as long ago or as lately as it might have been 2 years ago when we were talking about average sales price of all the cars across the lines. So anyway, anybody who divides, let's say, has to finance a vehicle, only has to divide the price that they're going to have to pay for the vehicle minus whatever down payment they can make and divide it by the number of months they might finance it before adding the interest rate that's on there. And you can see what the absolute lowest monthly cost to you would be for a vehicle that might be in the mid-40s range divided by, let's say, 60 months, 48 months, or even 72 months. You have to add interest to what I'm telling you. You on the show because very few manufacturers are offering 0% financing, although they are 0% financing is out there, and you're still not going to get any discount probably on the vehicle you're buying because the dealers don't have to apparently offer a discount to get somebody to buy what they have in stock or what's coming in on the trucks. That's the market part of the show.
Okay. By the way, I couldn't help it. I saw this in the FT on Friday, I think, and it just as far as headlines are concerned, it's world class. Wheels risk falling off Toyota's answer to Tesla after recall of electric car fleet.
I don't know why Wheels would fall off an electric car fleet as opposed to a regular car fleet.
Bad bolts
as well, except that
bad bolts.
Bad bolts.
Yeah.
So you get a batch of bad bolts coming from the bolt maker to the production lines, and you have the result that you just brought up on the show, which is an apparent recall and or a warning about certain vehicles.
It's the entire fleet.
Wheels fall off.
It's the entire fleet. But, you know, I'm sure you are conversant with the phrase wheels falling off the buggy. And I'm just delighted, I guess, because it tickles my humor that 200 years later...
The average person isn't going to hear that or read that story that you heard about or saw.
No, but maybe the average person will hear the term wheels falling off the buggy and understand something.
Well, they will, but the problem with these recalls is that in many cases, the recalls come out in the news item, as you have seen or heard, and it takes a while between what comes out on the news... Because it's usually a one-day news event. It doesn't seem to get reported continuously over a week's time. So that
have you ever wondered about that? I mean, just to interrupt, have you ever wondered about that?
Well, what's really a problem is by the time the manufacturer knows that there's a problem and gets going about notifying the owners of the vehicles, weeks and months can be in place before the owners get the letters. And if you've got a large batch of vehicles that are out there in the thousands, in the five figures, for example, dealers can't sit on their phones and start calling up all their customers to tell you. And this happened with the Chevy Bolt, with the battery situation. I'm not sure how fast the notification about do not drive your Bolt and bring it in immediately to get a battery replacement situation. I don't know how long it took to get all those Bolt people notified, but I'm sure there were Bolt owners that either have never seen that recall or didn't see it and continue to drive their cars until maybe they were lucky enough to check in with their dealer for a service call, or maybe inadvertently might have seen a news blip and were able to get their vehicle looked at. So you have the usual recall issues. Then you have the time delay between the time it makes the news or the time the manufacturer finds out about it and makes it news, and the time they get to notify the owners, which can, as I said earlier, moments ago, weeks or months even, to get those notifications received by owners of the vehicle.
No, and I always wondered about it. I mean, that's just, you hear about it, it goes away, and then, you know, as you say, months later, you get a notice. And meanwhile, sometimes, as this happened to me with my adored VW, there was a leak in the sunroof, and my car was leaking. And so they ultimately discovered what the problem was. And I suspect they knew about the recall before I got the recall.
Well, of course they do, because they don't find out about anything until complaints start coming in from consumers. And the consumers first complain to the dealers. And the dealers sit there and try to fix it, maybe or maybe not, reporting it to the manufacturer. And after a certain number of complaints come in, it finally becomes something that should become noticed to, let's say, the manufacturer as well. And therein lies the issue of delays and all that between the time something starts happening to your vehicle, like a leak in your sunroof. A leak in the sunroof is not a recall for a safety thing unless it happens to so many vehicles that there is a manufacturing defect in the sealing gaskets that are used when the sunroof closes and meets the body of the vehicle. So a dealer is going to do their best to try to satisfy you well in advance of making a big fuss about it to the manufacturer. But if 1,000 people come into their dealers and say there's a leak in my sunroof, all within, let's say, a certain period of time, that's when the manufacturer gets notified, and then they have to look into why is all these sunroofs leaking. And it may be a manufacturing issue, as I just mentioned. In the meantime, the roads seem to be just as clogged as ever with high gas prices, high diesel fuel prices. I noted, however, that prices got reduced remarkably in our listing corner in the last 2 or 3 days by as much as 25 or 30 cents a gallon for regular grade, which is all I really look at. But diesel came down a bit also.
Yep.
It also has come down in New York State by the same amount.
Really?
And along Route 22 corridor that I travel, gas at a Cumberland Farms in Dover Plains, for example, was at 4.75 a gallon for regular. And this was before it was the lower 10 cents lower price if you had your Cumberland Farms debit card. However, that same Cumberland Farms line of stores had it at, I believe it was $4.88 a gallon in Armenia. So it's variable, and I'm not sure why it was coming down, but there's been some talk of a federal gas tax relief. I do not know whether it's been implemented. You may know that, Jill. Has it?
No.
No, I don't think it has. So I don't know whether gas prices are now adjusting to pressures from public discussion from the White House downward towards the gas producers or not. But it is a welcome relief. Whether or not we have further reductions through just normal market forces or not remains to be seen.
But you know what cracks me up? Because I obviously also noticed that the prices are coming down. Thank the Lord for whatever reason. But do you know what Stockholm Syndrome is when you identify with your captors? Here we are going, oh, it's lovely. It's 4.75 instead of, you know, 4.99. And it just like, oh.
So, well,
it's like, come on, guys.
The roads are clogged at whatever price you're having to pay for gas. And so people are not being...
Try flying right now.
Other than their news reports, There does not seem to be much of a lessening of driving going on.
Try flying.
Well, try flying, yes.
So you, I know people who recently drove because it was easier, despite the fact that fuel had $2 more a gallon than when they planned the trip.
Right.
So you know, it's people make the decisions they make, and if you want to get where you need to go right now, I will tell you that also, I knew three people last week that were diverted. Or held over where they were and couldn't get back to where they wanted to be. And as word like that starts getting around, just because it's random, you know, it's not, you go to the airport, you're minding your own business, you go to get on the plane, and they say, thank you very much. Not now.
Well, so be it. You have the options of how you travel. And as you say, some people are choosing to drive rather than fly, or maybe vice versa, I don't know. But, seeing the roads, the usual clogs on I-95 and the parkways in Connecticut that happen during rush hours are as thick as ever. So people have not been put off by the higher gas prices while they've been at the $5 a level and up, and I'm talking regular grade only.
True.
I can only imagine, apparently sales are not diminishing in the luxury vehicle lines of cars, and many of those either require or highly recommend you use premium gasoline.
Yeah.
And I told one person who had a car with such issues and was complaining about the high price of premium grade, I said, well, one thing you could do is you could put 2 gallons of premium in and then fill the rest of it with regular, because the 93 octane that we are fed here in our listening area in New England or eastern part of the U.S. is 93 octane, when the premium rating for cars requiring it is a 91 octane or better. And so we don't get the option of 91 octane. So you just mix regular with the high grade, and you can raise your octane rating of your tank full up considerably with the just a few gallons of high octane and the remainder at the lowered price of regular grade pricing. Of course, that's a fussy way to fill your car. No, people don't want to spend time putting in X number of gallons of premium, turning off the pump, resetting it, and filling it with regular. That's really sort of being anal about the whole idea of trying not to buy premium gas. But it does. There are people like me that would do it. And if they're going to, but my attitude is, if you can afford to buy a Mercedes, you can afford to feed the Mercedes, so to speak, and that grade of car. And that's the way it is in the real estate business, too, when people complain about how much it would cost to run a big house. And, they bought the big house, they can afford to run it, type of thing. I heard a woman in a gas station grumbling about, when's gas going to get to $100 a gallon? I mean, she was just bemoaning the cost of gas at what I believe was around $5.50 or $5.75 for her car that she was filling up. As opposed to being able to spend less per gallon. I would really like people to check their tires more often than I see people doing. I spend a lot of time looking at tires in people's cars in parking lots, and I see a lot of tires that are very much worn down to where if winter comes around and they haven't put tires on their car, they should be doing so. It's a very easy thing to do. You can get a penny out, and you can put the penny between two treads, and if the head of the penny is not below the tread line, the actual rubber line of the tire, you probably need tires as soon as you can get them before inclement weather starts coming. But inclement weather also includes rainy periods. Slicks do not do well stopping and or steering in rainy conditions. And slicks are basically tires that don't have enough tread to have a tread gripping the road. It's just the remaining rubber on the tire. And without tread depth to push the water away from your tire, there's not much you can do on turning a corner and or stopping suddenly if you have to make an evasive maneuver. It's called aquaplaning. The result can be aquaplaning. And if your front wheels, your steering wheels are aquaplaning, you cannot steer the car. So So it's not hard to check your tires. I know they're expensive, but safe tires are one of the safest items on your car because they control how the car responds in conditions other than ideal. In our climate, we have inclement conditions, so if you've got wet conditions, you should have good tires.
He is Robin Leach. This is Car Keys.